Welcome to an evening of the World Youth Wind Symphony at Interlaken. I'm Kate Botello. This is Classical IPR. The moniker World Youth Wind Symphony, or YWIS, is the most recent given to this ensemble. In past summers, they've been known as the High School Symphonic Band or the World Youth Symphonic Band. This year, we are celebrating the YWIS, or the World Youth Wind Symphony, a little differently. We'll enjoy their concerts on the radio. So we'll go back and celebrate some wonderful performances from the YWIS going back through time. We'll start in this episode with a performance from 1970. This is the 1970 National High School Symphonic Band. George C. Wilson conducts, performing The Procession of the Nobles by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov.
We'll be right back.
That was the 1970 National High School Symphonic Band, conducted by George C. Wilson, performing Procession of the Nobles by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov on our evening with the World Youth Wind Symphony, which, as we mentioned earlier, has gone by several names. In 2004, it was the Interlaken Arts Camp World Youth Symphonic Band, here conducted by John Whitwell, performing the Suite Française by Darius Milhaud.
Thank you. Thank you.
John Whitwell conducted the 2004 Interlaken Arts Camp World Youth Symphonic Band, performing the Suite Française by Darius Milhaud on classical IPR, an evening with the World Youth Wind Symphony. Now let's move to a Saturday evening in July of 1963. To be specific, the 13th of July, 1963, at 8 p.m. in Kresge Auditorium. This is the first suite in E-flat by Gustav Holst. Frederick Fennell conducts the 1963 High School Symphonic Band. Gustav Holst's first suite in E-flat, Frederick Fennell conducted the 1963 High School Symphonic Band. You're listening to An Evening with the World Youth Wind Symphony on Classical IPR as we take a trip through time and listen to classic performances on Saturdays here at Interlaken. Up next, we'll go backward a couple of years to Saturday, July the 30th, 1960. At 8 o'clock in the evening in Kresge Auditorium, George C. Wilson conducted the 1960 High School Symphonic Band, performing the Grand March in F by Percy E. Fletcher.
Thank you.
George C. Wilson conducted the 1960 High School Symphonic Band, performing Percy E. Fletcher's Grand March in F. Up next, we'll fast forward in our time machine to July of 2005 in Corson Auditorium. This is a piece by Nancy Galbraith called With Brightness Round About It, performed here by the 2005 World Youth Wind Symphony, our conductor, Sarah McCoyne.
Thank you.
Sarah McCoyne conducted the 2005 World Youth Wind Symphony, performing music of Nancy Galbraith with Brightness Round About It. We have one more piece in tonight's evening with the WYWIS, or the World Youth Wind Symphony. This goes back to 1997, when they're called the Interlochen Arts Camp High School Symphonic Band. H. Robert Reynolds conducts The Colonial Song by Percy Aldridge Granger.
Thank you.
H. Robert Reynolds conducted the 1997 Interlochen Arts Camp High School Symphonic Band, performing the Colonial Song by Percy Aldridge Granger. I'm Kate Botello. Thank you so much for joining us on this summer evening for A Night with the YWIS, the World Youth Wind Symphony from Interlochen Center for the Arts. This is Interlochen Public Radio. Thanks for listening.